this episode is called
Where the Fuck's Billy Now?
About
Rocky Balboa.
Rocky Balboa.
Where's your hat?
You didn't right. always wear a hat.
No, Rocky Balboa apparently in that scene lost his hat.
Right, so yeah, there you go. This episode is called What the Fuck Do We Know About Rocky
okay.
Balboa.
Yes.
Yeah, what's it been? Six movies? Six Rocky movies?
No, yeah, number six with the one where he comes back. They sort
he
of
comes
have
back.
A
he's
computer.
No guy. He comes back, he does it.
Yeah.
And you know, he doesn't even win the game. Yeah, it's nothing. He's not
going to
be
fine. But, for Hart, Rocky should have
run
that game.
Run it
all
game.
The way.
Yeah. Well, no, but that's true. Like I said, they did, in Rocky Balboa, the sixth one, they yep. did, didn't they? Like, it was a computer generation.
Simulation.
And that simulation, they worked out what would have happened with the guy that was, like, the best fighter at the time.
Yeah, pound for pound fighter.
Exactly.
Who would have done
and
best
they said Rocky was on it. And people were like, well, what would happen if Rocky played in that? And you think, fucking yeah, man. I want to see that.
Yep.
So they did. They brought Rocky in and he fought him. Right. The end game, I was a bit, I wanted Rocky to beat him. Right. At the end of it, that's what I wanted Rocky to come out again. You young guys, man, you ain't no shit. You ain't come from the streets of Philadelphia, motherfucker. That's what you do.
But does that not show heart? Okay, so Rocky in the last, which is the sixth,
yep.
he's shown the same as in the first. He shows heart.
Full circle,
okay?
Mate. Full circle.
Same as in the first film. He doesn't win, but
he gave it all.
He gave
he
everything he's got.
So that's where we're going to start.
He wants to win. He's not going to get
so
beaten down.
If we're going to talk about Rocky, we want to talk about all six films, right?
Yep.
So that's how it lasted, right? Mm-hmm. Whether he's going to make a seventh, we don't know. I doubt it. I think he'll end it at the sixth one.
That's it done now.
Sylvester
Stallone might be in another one. They might try and rip off.
I doubt it.
But I can't imagine it.
But you know, as far as we're concerned, like you've got six Rocky films. There's been some good bits in them. There's been some poor, horrible bits of them, and we know that. We love Rocky, but there's been some really bad bits in it. But we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
So we want to talk about the first one.
Mm-hmm.
So Rocky 1. Right, so we've got to call it Rocky One.
He's an unknown boxer, he's just boxing around his local streets.
Exactly.
That's off someone.
Philadelphia, motherfucker.
That's it, just someone like playing Sunday League football.
He's a loser. He's nothing.
Yeah.
Really? He thinks he wants to be a boxer. They, you know, they train him up. He's good, but he's not the best. You know, he's not going to make it.
No, but he's a little bit flabby in the first one. Compared to the second and third, he gets a little bit
rich. He looks clumsy, doesn't he, the first one? He's clumsy as a motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know, he's working for the old, the loan sharks. He's trying to get to me. But, you know, he's not, you know, as a boxer.
His head is not bopping all over the place. He's getting pops, mate, everywhere.
I mean, like, you know, they're expecting him. You know, they've got him as a loan shark. They're expecting him to walk up to people going, give me your fucking money, I'm going to knock you fucking out.
Yeah.
They're not getting that. They're getting a bit
softy, man. Fighters, they're boxers.
They're getting these people walking up there. They're going, give me your money. They're like, I ain't got the money. They're like,
that's all good. I'll get some next week.
That's exactly what he said. It's in his autobiography. Everyone read it. That's where it says.
He's a softie. That's what
mm-hmm.
we like it.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, really, if you watch it back now, Rocky's a bit of a spastic. Not in the fact that he's stupid, but you know he's a bit stupid. He's not all there, really.
Yeah.
You know he's a bit
he's
simple.
Very
he's
soft.
A simple bloke.
Very simple.
You know. He's there, he wants to just fight because that's all he's good at.
Yep.
You know, he can't keep down a job. He goes in a meat market, he works
there. If
you
know how to punch people, then that's the line you're going to go down.
If you can punch someone,
mm-hmm.
if you can pummel someone, then that's all you got.
Yep. But he done well. He looked a little bit slow in it. And you watch, that's what I think is great about the first Rocky film, is that everyone is like, no way. You sort of believe in that this guy is going to come from the underground, he's going to come up, he's going to build himself up, and he's going to go and do this world champion.
Yeah, exactly.
But
that's
doesn't.
Where he's coming.
But,
I
he
agree,
but his heart shows through, and I think that's what gives everyone this sort of sense of.
It's belief, isn't it? It's belief.
Yeah.
It's
you
can put your mind to saying you're going to do it. Because that's what I love this film, like, Apollo Creed, right? I mean, Apollo Creed gets underrated in this film, not as a fighter, I think as a character.
Yeah.
You look at him, he's a great character. I mean, and the bloke who played Carl Weathers, he plays into a team. He's an arrogant boss in the first one. You're not supposed to like him.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you like him because he's so arrogant. He is the David Hay of boxing now, right? If you
no,
watch,
no, no,
no, no. If you watch David Hay now, he's got the arrogance now. He's the talk, the gibbing a jab, whatever it is.
Yep.
You know, he can talk his way into fights and talk his way out. And
Hayes is a bit of a prick.
Oh, don't be talking about Hayes. A good fighter. He's got everything.
There's nothing in the heavyweight now to prove. I've not seen a heavyweight fight since
Bruno.
Back when Tyson was fighting, man.
You need to watch.
Always been entertaining.
No.
There's always been. It's always.
No, you got to watch Hayes now. Hayes at this time is the best heavyweight we've had for a while because he has got everything.
Because there's nothing else out there to fight him.
Let him find it. Let him do an Apollo Creed.
No,
let him
retire.
Pick someone.
He's retired.
No, he ain't retired.
He is.
What are you talking about? He ain't retired.
David Hay, who's retired.
No, he hasn't.
He has.
No, he hasn't.
He
is not retired.
Oh.
Man, you're going to look stupid when you realise that he ain't retired.
He's retired.
He ain't.
Because there's nothing out there. He's been waiting for this Klitschko fight, and they've all been saying, right, okay, we've got this fight coming up. They're all moaning about money. Just fight each other, okay? Let's see who's the big dog, okay? Not happened. David Hay has got nothing in a heavyweight, okay? He may look a little bit spicy. He may look pretty good.
Spicy.
No shit! Let's be honest. David Hay, as a boxer, you watch Manny Pacquiao.
What?
Ricky Hatton.
Fucking 100 pounds less weight than him.
Mini Money Money.
Exactly.
Whatever his name is.
Mini Money? Who the fuck is that?
Come on, the American bloke.
Who?
The African fella. I'm from America.
Mini Money Money.
Mini Money.
Well, Steamboat Willie.
No, the geezer done Hatton. That's it. That's how good he is.
Oh, Floyd Mayweather.
There you go.
What the fuck did you get Mini Money Money for?
Because he calls himself the money. Right? He's all about the money. Okay, and you see through these weight divisions, someone's going to challenge for the title. It's an entertaining fight. You watch heavyweights. They're sluggish. They're fucking slobbing about fucking court. The ring, or whatever they call it, I don't know.
It's in the ring.
That's how entertaining it is. I can't even remember what it's fucking called. The pitch! They're running around the pitch! They're on the pitch, wrestling each other. No, it's got boring heavyweight division. It's dead. If they had Rocky Balboa in there,
yeah.
Mr. T's gonna pop up. Pow!
We're gonna talk with Mr. T later, because he comes up later. But since, you know, come on, just keep back to Rocky 1. Like you said. Like I said, he's a sluggish bloke. He's a sluggish bloke in the first film. He's very
like all heavyweights.
He looks lazy, you know. He's just fighting to make extra money. That's what. That's the whole point.
That's all he wants.
Yeah. And then what? Apollo Creed, like I said, great fucking character. You know, arrogant, thinks he can beat anyone. Do you know what I mean?
He's a lot of Muhammad.
Yeah,
Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, I wonder what he wanna be. Fucking, you know what I mean, he's not as good as I, but he thinks he can beat anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, he can rock anybody out of ranks, man. Anyone from any district, I'll do it. And that's what he does, he picks him. And he picks him because he thinks...
Out of a book.
He literally sees it and thinks, Italian Stallion, sounds good. He's all thinking advertisement, Don King and all that stuff. He's thinking, you know, advertisement, oh yeah, Apollo Creed versus the Italian Stallion. It's going to be a good one, right? So he picks right at Rocky Balboa. Little did he know that that is the biggest mistake of his fucking life. Yeah, I mean, he can fight all these other boxes, but he's going to come along, Sylvester Stallone, motherfucker. What is he, like a lone shark? Lone shark with nothing, with a little bit of fucking...
Give someone a chance.
Yeah, exactly. He's got nothing there. And he goes, and you know, he can't even speak to girls. That's the whole point of it. With him and Adrian, she works in the old pet store.
Yeah.
You know, he can't even speak to her. You know,
gives
he's
a bit lively in a ring, but when it comes to... female...
He lets his fist through the talking, but at the end of the day, like, he doesn't think of it like that way. To him... Boxing is not a lifestyle. Boxing is literally
life.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? He does it for money. He doesn't care.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, you know, you watch a film, you build it up, and then Apollo Creed, and you think, at the end of the day, Apollo Creed is going to beat the shit out of him, no matter what. Because at the end of the day, he's a big underdog. So, people watch it, right? Little we know, you know, it's a Rocky movie, it's the massive underdog story, gets towards the end.
Inspirational film.
It is a movie. And, like, fair enough, like, end of it. End a draw, doesn't it? You know?
Yeah, they both get up at the same time.
No, that's second.
Oh, no.
End a draw, they go all the way through it.
Rocky gets
and the
up
points,
just before.
The points end it, and they give it to Apollo Creed, and he's like the champion still, you know, as it is. But yeah, but again, the whole point of the story, like, if you just took it as, ignore the rest of them, it's one movie as itself. It's an underdog story.
Yep.
Pushing yourself to the limit.
We all have an underdog story.
That's what it does.
Fucking brilliant.
What can you do in your thing? Imagine if someone said to you, with your tyre, like, job, what
who
is your one?
Who can change a tyre?
I can imagine one day, man, you know, skip the coin. But he's going to do a tyre off.
I'm going to do a tyre off against some random bloke.
We'll be there, we're like, if you didn't do it, we'll be like, man, this guy, he's from Michelin.
He's from Michelin.
Is that you? Yeah, I'm just universal. You know what I mean? But I gave my go, you know what I mean? That's how I go.
Done what I could do.
Underdog. Everybody loves an underdog.
Yeah, definitely. I always love an underdog story. So if I go play football on a Saturday or something and go into a game, I'd rather be the underdog.
Definitely.
You've got no pressure.
Yeah. Because underdogs just go for it.
Yep.
That's how it always works. So, like, you know, first film Rocky, it won best film at the Oscars. So, like, come on, that is saying special. So, Sylvester Stallone wrote that movie.
Yep.
He didn't direct it. He got John Avildsen, I think it was, to direct it.
Yep.
But then again, he wrote it, acted in it, and when he sold that movie, he literally said to them, right, here's a script for Marilyn. We're going to get blah 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 to play this part. He went, no, I want to play that part.
Yep.
And he actually gave up more money, what the film was worth, and he went on to do, like, star in it. It's a fair play to Sylvester Stallone. I mean, that man, people forget. People think he's a stupid action hero, like, he ain't nothing.
He knows what he's
you
doing
know
in the film.
He's a good businessman. He can write and direct stuff, right? So, like, he made this film, he wrote it, someone else directed it, but then again, he put a great performance in. I mean, no, best film at the Oscars.
Brilliant performance, I thought.
You look at all the films that are nominated for, like, best Oscars and that. So, he's won. So, like, he is an Oscar winner.
Yeah.
In my eyes. Like, he may not have got a personal, like, he didn't get best director, which is right or nothing, but he has got best director, no, best film.
For the,
so technically,
for the film, for the
that's
story.
His film. He created that story. So he pushed it forward. Right, okay, a few years later, bang, people were jumping on the bandwagon. Come on, we want to see some more 80s now. In the 80s, everyone wants to see fucking sequels, remakes, whatever.
Yep.
Rocky 2. I love Rocky 2.
Of course.
One
he's
of my
favourites. He's a little bit pumped up in this one.
Well, yeah, went from the Rambo stage.
Yep, Rocky's obviously been working out since then.
Exactly. My favourite film is Rocky 2.
Yep.
Because I don't know why. I love the first one, but because obviously the end of Rocky 2 he wins and gets the title, it's just like the underdog story takes a turn. But yep. I love Rocky 2 more because it takes you more into who Rocky is.
Yep.
You know, you get the...
It still shows the low lifestyle.
Yeah, and you know, he's a minor celebrity, technically,
yep.
because,
yep.
you know, he didn't win. Apollo Creed is still there.
So he still stays...
There'll be no rematch at the end of the first one. There'll be no rematch. Don't want one. That's what they say.
First thing in Rocky 2,
he's fucking Apollo Creed coming at his wheelchair going, I'm taking this chump on his side. He's like, I thought we'd do with a rematch. You know what I mean? That's like, so, yeah, brilliant. He's like, Rocky, he doesn't care. He's like, I've done it once. Do I need to do it again? He's like, Apollo Creed, do it again, man. I need to prove that I'm better than you.
Yeah.
And that is brilliant because what is straight away, tables are turned. Rocky is now the favourite, in a sense.
Yeah.
Because you know, you're watching.
Like, yeah, you've got a chance here.
Yeah, Apollo Creed's like, I need to fight you again. I'm going to fight you again. And he goes through the whole lifestyle, you know. Before that, he was literally a bum.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, that's what I mean.
He's always
you're a bum! You'll always be a bum!
Yeah!
You know what I mean? So, you know, in the second film, it's like, you're watching the geezer, he's like a minor celebrity, you know, he's going to come up. People are thinking, hang on, let's see a rematch. You see if he can do it this time.
What happens here?
Oh, yeah.
He takes it to the edge,
and I love it. And he takes right to the edge. And I think, like, right, it's very Hollywood. I agree,
of course.
Because you know it's very you know
you want a hero.
It's what you want to see.
Yep.
But
of course, the crowd pleaser.
How great is that? That scene at the end when they both knock each other down, and they're both trying to get up and away.
Edge of the
scene. He does it. Go on.
You're standing up. You're saying to get him up. You're like, get up, come on,
get
you're
up.
Help. You're trying to help him up.
And it doesn't work because it's a move.
No. But you want to edge him on.
That's it. That's how it makes you feel. And I love it because he does it in like Adrian at the end of the last film, like, Adrian! Adrian!
Where's your hat?
Yeah, where's your hat?
A brilliant scene like that, like, something like that. Like that would ever fucking happen. You know, people fucking, like, camera crew, bang!
Yeah, knocks her out. Straight on you.
She's lost her fucking ear.
Yes.
Tell me, it's not the but it's just film, like, she decides, I love it. She's like, yeah, I ain't gonna watch it again. I'm gonna sit at home and watch it. She's like, what?
She's had enough.
He's like,
straight forward.
She's like, no, I'm going to sit home and watch you fight. He's
yeah.
like, oh, okay. He's like, but even simple, he's like,
okay.
Rocky as a person, very simple.
Simple Joe, isn't he? Simple Jack, what is he? Was that Ben Stiller film? Simple Jack, never.
Simple Jack.
Never go full retard.
Tropic Thunder.
Is that? Never go full retard. That's full retard.
Don't go full retard.
Never go. But this is the scene from the end of Rocky 2, which I fucking love.
It's the greatest night in the history of my life. I just want to say one thing to my wife and home. Yo, Adrian! Adrian!
The music, everything about that film, inspirational.
It is.
They even erected, whichever one you feel horny about. They fucking put one of them up, a statue of Rocky Balboa in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Brilliant, yeah, I love it.
Because that's how inspirational it is.
I love that scene, though, man. It's
like, I did it, Adrian!
Exactly, you know. Imagine you're trying that hard for something in your life. Say, me and you, we're playing Sunday League football. You're just playing Sunday League football.
Boots.
You're playing Sunday League football. Someone comes up to you and says, look, I'm going to give you a game here. Champions League final.
AC Milan.
AC.
Tottenham AC Milan.
Against AC Milan, you're going to play for Tottenham.
Let's do it.
And well, how well were you going to play? Mate.
Not very well.
Inspirational.
It's been like they're all professionals and I'm a bit shit. But
no, mate. You're going to stand there. Like, I'm going to do the fucking best that I can here. Any situation like that, you'd be like, well, I can fucking do this. Fuck these. If I can't beat them, I'm going to kick them. Come on. That's every footballer's mentality. If it ain't, you're shit, right? But let's be honest, okay?
So obviously, like,
play that shit.
Yeah, Rocky 2, he wins it, man. He's world champion. So then again, they'll be like, Rocky, Rocky,
yeah.
Rocky, Rocky. Yeah, you know, first of all, like, he plays a few fights, you know, he's world champion.
Yeah.
I mean,
the last thing you want to see is him come up against
some motherfucker called
Mr. Fucking T.
Yeah.
B.A. Crackers.
Lang, motherfucker.
Lang. Is he? Every one of his names is mean.
He is, isn't it? He's never played like a Dave, has he?
No.
Mr. T, he's never gone like,
oh,
Mr. T.
Lang.
Mr. T as Dave. He never did
that. It's not going to happen, is
he? He's missing that. His big name, you know, is Mr.
Yep.
T as B.A.
Yep.
Baracus.
Yep.
You know what I mean? He's never Mr. T as George Nigel.
You've got to have the name. Now, for future record, first time I fought against B.A. Baracus, Clubber Lang,
yeah.
In a computer game.
Oh, yeah.
I TKO'd him first round.
Ah.
Bang! There you go. Play the clip.
No, I don't hate Balboa, but I pity the fool, and I will destroy any man who tries to take what I got. What's your prediction?
No, man, I'd like to do the fuck out.
Prediction? Yes, prediction.
Pain.
Is he a mean
bad motherfucker?
He's a mean motherfucker. I mean, they got Samuel Jackson to play Shaft. He should play Shaft, motherfucker. That'd be cool.
Without a doubt.
It's a shame that he ain't done much, really. You know.
Oh, since then, he's a bit one-dimensional.
He's
no. You can't really play him as many, maybe as like a gangster's background staff.
Yeah, he's a thug, you know. That's,
yeah,
that's
he's
all he
a
is. And even in this film, that's all he was. He was just a grade A thug.
But did he not play one of the best thugs?
Oh yeah, he did, definitely. But in this film, he was like, you know, Rocky Balboa, he's like, man, well, fair enough, you don't Apollo Creed in the original films,
yep.
You just step it up.
It does, Deacon.
You've got to play the next one. Yeah. I mean, he's more, he's 10 times as arrogant as Apollo Creed. And even Apollo Creed says that in the film. He's like, you know, he knows that. He's like, well, this motherfucker. he knows it. He doesn't say that word because it's a PG film. But, you know, but Apollo Creed knows he's pushing it. He's like, he's come out of nowhere. He's a brawler. You know, he's what Rocky was in the original. He's like, that's what he wants. He's trying to nick his spotlight. That's what he's trying to do. You know, he beats
what's
him.
What's been
once.
A bad guy?
He beats him. He nicks it off him, doesn't he? Nicks mm-hmm. Rocky needs to like, come on, Apollo.
Rocky fans, we don't take that shit.
That's it. The montage coming, motherfucker.
Yes. He lost the first fight.
And he gets montage from Apollo Creed.
Yep.
Running on the beach.
Takes him down. He's like, you need some proper training. That's what you need. Endurance. Some proper training.
That's where the 80s montage is.
Yeah. It's an 80s and then montage.
Not fight.
The Hulk Hogan.
Thunder Lips. Everyone loves a bit of Thunder Lips. Yeah. He's a wrestler.
Is that a wrestler's name?
And he knocks him fucking seven shits out of him. Until him towards the end, he goes, hey, that was good, was it? He goes, where'd you hit me so hard?
Well, Rocky thought he was a little play fighter first. Hulk Hogan got a little bit shirty. And then decided to switch it on.
He fucking raped him.
Didn't he? He was going to stick it in.
But then again, if you ever saw like Hulk Hogan standing in front of Rocky Balboa, who's going to win a fight?
It's going to be Hulk Hogan.
It's going to be Hulk Hogan, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
But he was a big bastard, wasn't he?
Big motherfucker.
He was huge.
Who comes out walking with three chicks? The only bloke that comes out walking with three chicks is the bloke that's going to win the fight.
Exactly. He knows it. Thunder Lips, motherfucker.
Yeah.
He's going to do some shit. See, I want to see a Thunder Lips movie. I want to see a Hulk Hogan movie. Let's do it.
Well, it's written as everyone.
Let's write it. Come on, he's old enough. Come on, we can get him. We can get him on the cheap.
We'd draw him. He'll love that.
He'll love it.
He wants that last little Hulk Hogan.
Hogan knows best. I've seen it.
Yeah, he's looking for that last little spot of star.
He needs a little bit of money. You know what Hulk happened to Hulk Hogan. No, I had his family. You know, he had, was it Hogan Knows Best? Had a little TV show, reality TV show, the next one. Come over on MTV in this country. And then what it was, it was him, his wife.
And his daughter.
She's
pretty hot.
She was quite nice, yeah. And his son, Nick. And then like, they had a little show, it was pretty cool, everyone was watching it and that. And then suddenly, what happened, is that they got divorced. The two of them. You know, Hulk Hogan and his missus, and also his son Nick. He had a car accident and paralysed a bloke. So fucking hell, they changed it to Brooke Knows Best, the daughter.
Yeah.
What's that?
Why it happened?
That's what happened, man. Because you know, he went to jail. Nick went to jail for reckless driving.
Yeah.
His mate, who was in the car, who got paralysed, he got like in America they sued him or something. I don't really know the whole details, but yeah. He went to jail for it, and then he came out after, I think he'd done about a year, reckless driving.
Yeah.
And they got divorced. Man, he needs the money.
He does need the wonder.
We need to make a Thunder Lips movie.
A Thunder Lips movie. Just bring Hulk Hogan back into the circle.
We need to see him out here. Sick and tired.
Celebrities.
Sick and tired of seeing Hulk Hogan be sort of pushed aside just because somebody killed somebody.
Hulk Hogan is Hulk.
He's a Hulk. Hulkamania!
Yes.
Plumber! So there you go, like, you know.
Who is Jake the Snake Roberts?
Jake the Snake.
Ooh, yeah.
No, that's
Macho Man. Ooh, yeah. Check me out, my wrestling knowledge.
Jake the Snake, he was an alcoholic.
He was an animal.
No, but apparently he was an alcoholic. He got done for neglecting his snake, apparently.
Seriously?
In America, you can get done
of all people, for Jake the Snake Roberts got done for doing
this. Just found a dead snake down the corner. Go, who's it belong to? Jake the Snake. They're like, oh what a surprise.
He's been fucking around snakes all
his life. He's been fucking snake.
Yeah, that's what
that's
he does.
Disgusting.
Jake the Snake, that's why he's not in wrestling no more.
Well, he's not in wrestling no more because he's a fucking alcoholic.
Yeah, and due to
fucking snakes.
Yes.
So at the end of obviously Rocky III, he does the old 80s montage. Learns of Apollo Creed. 80s montage.
Oh, I'm
gonna
gotcha.
Beat your motherfucking ass. 80s montage.
I like that song.
So he goes on. You know, he goes and plays against double A again. I'm going to beat you out. He does, because that's what Rocky does.
Well, man. No, Rocky gets beaten in the first fight.
He loses again. You're a bum. You'll always be a bum.
That's when Mickey dies.
Mickey does it, man.
No, Mickey dies.
That's it. It spurs him on.
Right, I can do this. Goes back. Beats up the Clubber.
And
Clubber is thinking it's going to be a bit of an easy fight. Excuse your cups.
Who?
Pissed. Right. But Clubber Lang, he's not prepared. Now, Clubber Lang is a...
He ain't winning second gear, is he?
No, not at all. He's there for the first 3-4 rounds.
He's a brawler. That's the whole point, right? He's a brawler. Right? He's not really there for technique.
Ties himself out. Right?
Yeah.
Rocky waits for it, then bang.
Goes for it. So that's the bit. Rocky's taking the next step. Well, you know, like Clubber Lang, he's a brawler. Just
boxing
like
clever.
Exactly. You know, he's come from where Rocky was and thinks, I'll get that fool. Bang. Do you know what I mean? That's all he's all about, right? That's what Rocky's about. Then Rocky's like sitting there going, I'm gonna wait till this motherfucker, I'm gonna kick the shit out of him. Do you know what I mean? That's what he does. And he beats him, and it's brilliant. You know, because you're sitting there going, I fucking love Rocky. I wouldn't watch this film otherwise. Yeah, it's Rocky 3.
That is my
favourite. You don't make your mind up whether you like him or not in the third film.
No.
You watching the third film, you want him to win. You'd be a bit disappointed if he loses and you'd be like,
Oh, fuck yeah.
I just kind of watch three films and nothing really happens.
It's a complete waste of time.
But you get all the way to the fourth film and this is my favourite character.
This is everyone. Although number 3 is probably debatable how everyone says I like 4, but I think if everyone watched 3, everyone would agree that 3 is the best. Although 4's got a great character that he's up against.
But this character though, he brings it together, and this is it. Because you just.
This one that kills Apollo Creed. Fuck you!
You listen to this
Siberian.
One. This one's. It just makes you want to hate him so much. Yep. You listen to this one.
And that's pretty good. Oh!
It's so harsh, man.
Business time.
And that's
it's
just
business.
And you're sitting there and you're like, oh, what do you fucking kick is that? Yeah. And you look at Bam Bam and you're like, you can't do it. He killed Apollo Creed.
He died.
He killed him.
He dies. Yeah. There you go. And that is what his line. He dies. Is he got you? Sorry. Someone's putting an infrared light on his neck there.
They're going to shoot him.
He's a Russian.
No one's got that there. No one cares about the Russians.
Yeah, that's not spot in my eye.
Fourth film though, I mean, it's. This is where I'd put this film though, fourth film.
Yep.
It's so bad it's good.
Yep.
Because it's so bad, because it's such a fucking cheeky film.
Yeah.
Because literally it's like America versus Russia. It's all that stuff, and that. And you watch it, it's like, it dies. And like, you're fucking about the smallest motherfucker ever against the biggest tournament.
It does get beefed up, but. This is
the film where he had the best training sequence ever when he was training up the fucking mountain.
Is it in the snow?
In the snow. Who trains in the snow?
Well, people watching him.
Rocky Balboa trains in the snow. That's
how we get hardcore. We're going to go in the snow. We're running in the snow.
We're putting trees
in the snow. We're doing fucking pull ups.
In the snow.
Chest pull ups.
In the fucking snow.
We're putting fucking. This is shit that. Horses and cows pull.
In the snow.
This is Rocky Balboa. Is he an animal? Is he a machine? No, he's human.
He's going to train himself.
He's pushing the fucking boundaries.
He's going to do it, man. Because he's sitting there. Bridget Nielsen's edge. You're like, oh, we got the best. Was it? They got the best, like, injections and that. It's not technically like.
It looks illegal. If you watch it, it does, it looks really illegal.
It's a good they're injecting him with stuff that they shouldn't be.
Yep.
Technically. But, you know, they're treating him the best high tech equipment to get him going. No, Rocky's up a mountain.
I'm going to do this.
He's carrying a goat on his shoulder.
Determination.
You go back fucking 3 films ago when he was chasing a chicken man. No, he's running on a fucking mountain picking up fucking koala bears. Who fucking cares?
Exactly.
He ain't gonna shit. He's like, I don't know this shit, I'm gonna fucking go.
I beat him.
He grows a beard. Yes. Fucking Rocky grows a beard. I'm pissed off that he didn't keep the beard for the film fight. I really want him to
for the fight.
That. I want to have it.
No, but I think, yeah. They're sort of. The Americans love this clean cut hero.
Nah, he needs a beard for that. Because he went out that manifold with a beard. Now you come back down with a beard.
Yeah, exactly. But you watch an English film. The hero. Clean shaven. James Bond.
Always clean shaven.
You watch an American film, you want to see... Americans want some mean geezer coming across. Okay.
With makeup on.
Yeah, exactly. And it doesn't
nice
work.
Haircut, nice
exactly.
suit.
Exactly. And it doesn't work. That's why they copy the English. Simple. No beard. Clean, fresh.
Exactly.
Ready to go. He's going to fight Dolph Lundgren.
Dolph Lundgren. And he killed Apollo Creed. Which I think is injustice, man. How the fuck did he kill Apollo Creed? That guy must have had an enlarged heart or something, because in all them films, Apollo Creed was supposed to be technically as good or better than Rocky. It was supposed to be and he kills him too easily.
Yep.
Maybe it's James Brown putting off.
Maybe.
Living in America.
This was the intro. This was the intro for the fight between even the fight before Apollo Creed against him. Apollo Creed, he comes out dancing. He's got a tune coming on. He's dancing with everyone, trying to make a play of it.
It's a show.
Now, how big is this bloke? How big is this bloke?
The shoe's about to
take off. Now, I believe if you go out too confident, you're going to get fucked.
You are. You're going to die.
I believe that overconfidence is a weakness. Now, if I see someone coming out, if I say, you come up against someone, say, I'm going to play football on a Sunday, and the team looks, they're all fooling themselves. They're pinging the ball about. Look at the rest of my lads, I'm like, the fuck these. They're fucking pinging the ball about, they all think they're fucking good. Fucking stick it to them. Stick it to them. And that's
stick
what Apollo Creed, he got caught on his heels. Bang. One punch, that's all it takes.
One punch.
If he catches you with one punch, it may not knock you down, but for the rest of the fight, you're dizzy. Well, you're rocking around like this. Your block's all over the place. If you go into a fight, you're confident. You're like, I can beat this geezer. I've got it in me. He catches you with one punch. Fuck. That's going to wake you up. Bang. You're off.
Hey.
Bang. You can fucking pop. 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 Overconfidence. If someone believes that they're that good.
No.
That person needs... deserves to be brought down a peg or two.
He doesn't deserve to die though, does he? He doesn't deserve to be killed.
Well, yeah, that's questionable.
He dies. You're a fucking Russian, aren't you? I'm the good guy. You're the bad guy.
I love Rocky, but when it comes to Apollo Creed against the Siberian,
he's not Siberian. He's Russian.
Whatever a fucking racial he is, yeah? I'm not getting racist.
It's facts.
I'll kick your butt. The big blonde cunt. Right?
Yeah.
Apollo Creed against him. Apollo Creed's piping up. Rah, 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 rah.
It was quite annoying, yeah.
I'm gonna cheer on.
With his little hat. He had a hat on, didn't he? What's all that about?
He's putting on a show.
Just for this,
you deserve to get your ass kicked.
He doesn't deserve to die.
Well, that's the
debate. See, I feel bad because the last time I saw Apollo Creed after this film was Happy Gilmore.
Star Wars.
Happy Gilmore when he was
Goddamn,
man, I'm gonna put my hand off.
There you go. He deserved it. Coming from that film to that film, you're like, you know what? Sort of see it coming, mate. You're lucky you got one hand to punch with. You're pretty quick.
But obviously, you know, you're like, like I said, yeah, you got the Russian guy, and technically, like, it looks illegal.
Yeah.
It may be not illegal, I'm not really a fucking boxer, but it looks illegal. It looks like you can't inject him with stuff and make
not
it.
These days, but
the whole point
that day when it first
discovered it. There was like a kind of hidden message with it. It was literally like. Russia are putting everything they can into trying to be the best.
Yep.
But you're never going to beat the fucking Americans. That was literally what I always saw of it.
Everyone's plan?
That's what it was. Everyone's going to try and be the best. They're going to try and use new
just
things.
To beat the Americans.
He's only small, isn't he?
But the thing is,
Sylvester Stallone, how tall is he? He's about, what, 5'5"?
He's not taller than me. I'd love to stand next to Sylvester Stallone. I'm pretty sure he's not taller than me.
I'm probably treading him when I fucking walk past him. He's tiny. He's not massive at all. Dolph Lundgren looks massive in that.
I'm only about 5'10", 5'11". You imagine Rocky Balboa.
5'7", I'd say 5'7". 5'7".
I'd say he's a bit taller, closer to my height.
See, I'm not too sure, I don't really know.
5'9". And Dolph Lundgren is about 6'2".
He's pretty tall.
He's massive.
See, I don't really know how tall Sylvester Stallone actually is. I'm going to have to find that out. Because he is very small, and he looks small.
He's small for a heavyweight boxer. You know, it's Tyson. He was very small himself, but he packed a punch. So
he did.
That was in his favour. He could get close.
Yeah, Sylvester Stallone is actually 5'10". So it's about the same size as us.
A bit short.
Are we small?
I'd say we're about 5'11".
Yeah, are we small?
No.
He looks tiny.
Rocky is small. That's what I'd say.
Well, he doesn't change height with character.
No.
It doesn't. It's like Rocky is 5'10" and Rambo is 6'4". It doesn't work that way. Do you know what I mean? But like me and you, we're about the same height. We're like 5'10", 11". Alright, I'll give us that. He says he's 5'10" and 3/4 tall.
Yeah, but I've met people that are 5'2" and said they're fucking 6'4".
You've met people that are 5'2"? They would obviously be 8 inches taller,
smaller
than you.
Yep. And they break it like that. I'm not that small. You're like,
you are, because technically I'm standing next to you.
Yeah. You are.
You're down here.
You're borderline midget.
Borderline midget. Borderline midget apparently is a midget.
Dwarf.
If you're anything
small.
If you anything under 4.1.
Little prick.
You're midget.
Right.
Or dwarf. Whatever you want to call it.
Under what?
4.1.
Oh yeah, but we're talking about 5.1.
He said, well, I'm not going to fuck.
Well, look at Rocky. Rocky's in between us. Who gives a shit about them?
Rocky's not going to be fucking a midget. What sort of film would that be like? Fucking midget man.
Miniature hero. That's
midget
what it'd be called.
Midget man. Midget man. Bigger Drago. Gotta get my disappears to your lowers. So the end of Rocky IV, obviously,
he's a winner.
He's a winner.
He's going to
beat,
of course.
Everyone beats the Russians, yeah. Technically, because it's a Hollywood movie. I mean, they can't have it any other way, are they?
Yep, no, yeah, yeah.
Not going to have this fucking Ivan Drago who beats everyone, fucking kills everybody.
No.
Fucking becomes a fucking.
You need a winner.
He's going to go to fucking prison.
Rocky Balboa.
He dies. Do you know what I mean? That's how it works. Rocky Balboa wins it. Does it. And then, at the end of the film, he unites everybody. Doesn't he? That little speech he does at the end.
Because you know the crowd turn in that film. The crowd then get on Rocky's side.
Yeah.
They want to see the underdog.
Mm.
Everyone loves an underdog story. You may hate this person. This person may be the scum of the earth. But if they're up against a brick wall, I'm gonna cheer that person.
Yeah.
You get through that fucking brick wall, you push through it.
Exactly.
Rocky, his speech at the end, like you said, just brings everyone together.
That's what he does. He brings them all together, right?
Yep.
That's what happens. Like, you know, wouldn't it be funny? This bloke just killed somebody. He's not even gonna court. Why is he not getting done for murder? Because
yeah.
I'm not being funny.
No, it's a sport.
Yeah, but if you film when he's down on the floor, do you know what he says? He dies. I'm like, oh, no, hang on, mate. If you don't care he dies, you've got a problem there, you little fucking sociopath.
You know what I'd do? Right? If I was me.
If you were me?
If I was me.
If you were you?
Right? Now, if I owned someone like Arsenal, who have Real Madrid got in the next round of the Champions League?
No one we know.
Whoever it is.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm playing against Real Madrid.
Yeah.
And they say, you're an underdog.
You're an underdog.
I'm going to give you this chance. And I'll go and play in that game.
Okay.
You know what I'd do?
What do you do?
I'd fly kick Cristiano Ronaldo straight in the head. And I'd say, hey, look, if he dies, he dies.
Yeah.
I'd be like, look, it's a fucking sport, man. It's a fucking sport.
A little bit different. Like, you kick someone in the face in football,
yep.
And they die live and telly, and you're
yep.
just like,
If he dies,
he dies.
They're like, I don't need to give.
They're like, he just died, and you're like, okay.
Done.
You get fucking done for murder one.
Exactly.
You'll be down, motherfucker.
But because it's boxing, then fuck these motherfuckers.
This way, does he?
He dies. He's very clever about it.
He should have turned around and said, he dies, but I hope he doesn't.
If he does, I gonna give a shit.
He says that, like, he does that, his fucking lawyers are going, oh, don't say that.
you fucked us.
They
can't argue with it.
So, you know, like, full film, that's it, you know, the world reunites because Rocky Balboa, the 5'2" Italian stallion,
does it.
Has done it, right?
Yep.
So you go on to Rocky 5. Now this film was supposed to be the end, the bookend of the Rocky fucking saga.
Yep.
Everyone was like, this is it, man. He's Rocky. He's getting older. He's going to prove a point, man. He's going to show it. Yep. This is it. Yep. He's gone from a bum. You're a bum. Always be a bum. You know what I mean? He's gone from that to the fucking legend.
Yep.
And what
legend?
And this is the trailer.
I tell you what, though. I'll be honest, I look back at Rocky, and if I look in heavyweight divisions, people like...
He's tiny, isn't he?
No.
He's a little bit small.
No, Rocky...
It's like a midget.
Rocky, in professional terms, I'm like, Rocky is my heavyweight champion.
He's not a real person, Bill.
No, I know that, but he's... I still put him in that category.
What, with Frank Bruno, Tyson, Lennox Lewis?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's Rocky Balboa. Yeah.
Fuck it up, dude.
Come on. Where's your argument here? Come on, he's beating Apollo Creed, Mr. T, and fucking Hulk Hogan. He's beating all sorts. Come on.
He didn't beat Hulk Hogan. He never beat Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan beat him.
Okay, no. Whoa. Hulk Hogan threw him out of the ring.
Let's see, he's a fucking motherfucker.
Hulk Hogan was a...
He deserves to get divorced.
He does. It's Hulk Hogan.
So, like, we're sitting there watching, like, you know, we got all four from the like, fifth one, and they're like, this is it. Rocky 5 is going to be a fucking brilliant film. Watch the trailer. Listen to the trailer. It's brilliant. Boom. United Artists. Do it.
From a million to one shot, he became a true champion of the world.
Yes. Ripped.
Glory. Because of the continuous violent blows to the head, the effects are irreversible. The crowds.
My husband is retired. He has nothing more to prove.
And the money are gone. You lost millions.
Look, I still got my place in the old man.
Well, because of his accountant. Yep. While he was away, screwed him over. Got rid of all his money.
He's been a few fights, but he's no Rocky Balboa.
Look at that, they even bring in
all that's left is his family. I've been down before. I'll get it all back. His heart.
I gotta fight, okay? I got a problem, I gotta fight.
And a dream. A dream to get it all back.
This is a tremendous opportunity.
Opportunity for who? For you to make money for him to be disabled?
Carry Balboa and stuff, because as long as they got Balboa on the brain, he'll always be champ.
Got to challenge that man to fight, and if he refuses, then you got to insult him. You got to dog him. You got to humiliate him. You got to do whatever you got to do to get him into that ring. Tommy, you're a piece of garbage, you know that?
You told him that fight anywhere, anytime.
In the ring. Tommy Gunn only fights in the ring.
My ring's outside.
Yeah?
Let's do it.
Go on, fucking Rocky.
Rocky.
You're the best around. Never, never gonna be enough.
That's it, man. That film looks so great in the trailer.
It's embarrassing.
If you watch it, the actual film, it's pretty damn poor.
Pretty damn poor. It's poor. Is fucking the local tramp down by Molsham Sub Street. That's how fucking poor it is.
Motherfucker. 22p.
22p would make a better film than that. Let's be honest.
But you know, that film should have been great. It should have been like, yes, yeah, the Rocky, yeah, started off with the fact
that he's got a legacy there.
Like you said, in the ring, only in the ring, he goes, Maverick, the fight. Do you know what I mean? That, it should watch be a fucking brilliant. It should be like, that's it. His ring's outside. You know what I mean? He's going to fight you. I mean,
this is
he's going to finish off where he started. No, yeah. He fights John Wayne's grandnephew. That's what he was. John Wayne's grandnephew.
He's a professional boxer in real life as well when he fought that fight.
Got HIV.
Oh, Tommy Gunn.
Yeah, in the 90s. Had to retire from boxing. Kind of overshadowed the whole film. The fact that people now just sort of remember, oh, he's the geezer with HIV, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's how it works out. But then again, the whole film is a little bit shit.
Yeah.
They focus too much on his son getting bullied. I'm not being funny. I like Rocky. I don't give a shit about his son. I don't care.
That's it. Kids get bullied every day. I feel so for you kids. Any kids that are listening that get bullied.
They're probably, you know? They're probably like, you
listen to this. This is an inspirational podcast. This inspirational music.
I'll give him a message then.
Don't take no shit.
Yeah, you get bullied, you fucking bite him back. If not, then fuck you.
Yeah, like you say, it does concentrate more on like his family side of things.
It's a shit film.
Where he's trying to train up Tommy Gunn and he's like, yeah, that's a Tommy Gunn.
What a shit name. Tommy the Machine Gun.
Yeah.
What a fucking awful name that is. It might sound good
for a boxer.
But if your second name was Gun, your second name Gun, Billy Gunn. Billy the Machine Gun. I'll be like, no, don't.
No, please. Please.
Can we think of something else, please?
Yeah.
Come on, like, fuck Gun. Let's do something else.
What about the Calibre?
Billy the Big Frog.
What do you got?
Billy Big Bollocks.
Gun.
Billy Big Bollocks Gun.
That's what I mean. No, if your second name's Gun, okay, you're going to see him saying Machine Gun. Okay.
No, but it's Tommy Gun, isn't it?
But Tommy Gun was fucking shit. As if...
It's not the, whole film, the whole film is rubbish.
Yeah.
And another thing, it's one of the worst movies ever made. And that is a shame. Because Rocky
for what it led
is
up
such
to.
A good... It's such a good saga.
Yep.
And we're sitting there, like, obviously, like, that happened in what, 1990s? In the early 90s, 92, I can't remember. But we're sitting there.
The new one, 6.
For you. Bang. There you go. That's what happened. We waited.
Yep.
Sylvester Stallone walked away, and then he looked back on it, and he went, I need to do another one.
Of course,
one. Because that one is not good enough.
Yep.
You know what I mean? This geezer, he created Rocky. He needs to finish it.
Yep. With something that
he made Rocky Balboa, which is not being funny.
Give the same
it's
story
good,
as the first
it's
one.
Not a great film.
No.
It's not the best film ever made. Mm-hmm. I mean, but then again, it's a great ending. That's what I thought. It's a great ending.
Yep.
Like we said at the beginning.
Same as the first film. He doesn't win.
But then again, I think it works.
That's what I like. We spoke about horror films a little while ago and I said I want to see that
predictable.
It's too predictable. You want to see that? I want to see that person who's being chased. That's the end of it. You watch these Rocky films, like the first one. You're like, come on, come on, and then it doesn't win.
Yeah.
But at the end of it, you're like,
technically he loses, doesn't he? Really?
Yeah, but he does lose. But at the end of it, you're like, you know what? He's lost, but I feel really good about it.
Yeah.
And he's come away like his sixth one. Totally opposite to the fifth.
Fifth one,
you're going to the streets, and you're like, right, yeah, okay. I can't see a professional boxer fucking going into the streets and fighting someone that he's trained, but you watch the sixth one, fucking brilliant. He doesn't win that.
No,
it's the same.
He doesn't need to.
You don't.
He needs to just prove himself.
It's not leaving you hanging, but you're like, you know what? This guy's just showed heart. He's gone for it.
He's gone for it.
There's a very good chance that he's not going to win, but he's just thought, oh, fuck this. And he's gone for it. I think that not inspiration. It doesn't show a lot of people inspiration,
really,
but it shows people heart. You know, if you drive, if you fight for something and you want something, just go for it.
That's it. So, you know, end of the sick film. It's a sick film. He says, you know, he comes back, old guy.
Yeah.
You know, someone's...
computer simulation.
Someone's heart, like, picking him up. He's losing the money. You know, he says, fuck it, I'm going to go for it. I've got to go. And he does. He goes for it, he does it.
Running his restaurant.
As far as he's concerned, he's not there for the win.
No.
He's there to prove to himself that he still has it.
Yep.
He still has that fight.
I can still do this.
And at the end of the film, obviously, the geezer still. It's set to his way. It doesn't matter who wins or loses, technically. That's the whole point of the film.
Yep.
But he did it.
Yep.
He pushed himself to the limit because he's still got that gun in.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the question was, at the beginning of this podcast, was, what the fuck does Billy know about Rocky? What do you know about Rocky?
What do I know about Rocky? I know Rocky's a very inspirational character. I know that Sylvester Stallone has made a film to prove to everyone that, you know, if you want something, if you truly want something, you've got to go out and get it yourself. You can't sort of sit back and rely and believe that someone else is going to carry you there. You have to have it in yourself. You've got to go and get it. You know?
There you go.
Rocky Balboa. Fucking hero.
Fucking hero.
That is the last line. Fucking hero.